And we're joined by the leading scorer for Hampton Dumont Cal, and he's been getting it done this week and all season long. The junior forward, Brady Haar, had 21 points tonight and has had quite the week. He had 28 points on Tuesday in the overtime winner over IFA and then added 26 last night against South Hardin on Thursday night. And Brady, what a great week for you, scoring, helping out your team, and for you, Brady, getting a chance to enjoy that really cool win on Tuesday with your team against IFA.
Yeah, that was a fun one. I mean, beating Iowa Falls is always awesome, and then both times in overtime, too, makes it a lot better, always coming down to the wire. Teams have been shooting well against us, I think, because, like, Iowa Falls started off hot with a 17-point lead. We came back from that. The deficit was big as well today, and we managed to fight it back to 12, which still isn't great, but compared to last time, you can tell we've made a lot of progress over the year.
One of the things that has really impressed me about your play is your court awareness. There's not many forwards with your great stature that look around the floor the way you do. What it's like dropping these dimes to your teammates?
I definitely enjoy it. In my I like seeing my teammates get points as well. I don't like being the only one scoring, even though scoring is fun. But I like it because of my height, people have to come help down on me, and it's usually easy to find an open guy, and I'm glad to have my teammates score as well.
One of the things I really noticed this week is your patience when you get down on the blocks, being met by those triple teams at times. What it's been like for you finishing strong the way you do with that kind of defensive intensity?
Yeah, usually you're right. It is patience because sometimes once you get it down there, two or three guys will have to leave to help backside because I'll have someone like Caden Woods or Aiden Keene on the backside that can also score as well.
You're technically in the position of the five for this team, but a really good ball handler you are as well. That's just the way basketball's developed all leagues now. What that's like for you being able to just have your court awareness but be able to knock down shots anywhere on the floor, because I've seen you drain threes as well.
Yeah, that's definitely one I think I got to get better at as well, because I know when my team needs me to go step up and handle the ball, I'll do whatever it takes to get closer or win games. So, and like tonight, there's a few times if I do bring it up, teams will be waiting for me to go down low and leave someone wide open on the block, and it's easy dime from there.
Brady, what it's like getting to share this season with your team, a year of different playmakers stepping up for this team, a lot of seniors a year ago. You're now one of the upperclassmen leaders taking on that role this year.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's tough, but I enjoy it. I mean, because I know in the future years, the kids that I'm leading will eventually be leading someone else. So just got to keep passing it down.
And for you, Brady, you're on the horizon of the postseason. Your team has just a couple regular season games left.
Yep.
From what you've seen in the huddle and in some of these games, what you'd like to see your team improve in here in these last couple regular season games?
I think a big thing we need to improve on is we've started slow recently, especially tonight. We had a decent deficit, and we just got to keep working. I think if we start off hot, it'll be pretty well. And also, Iowa Falls, we were down quite a bit and managed to come back and win. I think if we start off hot, it'll help us out a lot.
Final thoughts, Brady, is a really strong effort from you every night this week, 20-plus points in all three games.
Yeah, that's just, you got to give it your all every night, go home, get rest, take care of your body, and I think that's an important thing is eating healthy, staying hydrated, especially with two, three games every week.
Well, Brady, thanks for the time joining us post-game. Best of luck to you and your Bulldog teammates as you wrap up the regular season next week and head into the postseason. Continue to have a top-notch junior season.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, a big thanks to Brady Haar, the junior forward standing at 6'7 for Hampton Dumont Cal. A solid week for him. Three straight games of 20 points or more, 28 on Tuesday, 26 on Thursday, 21 here tonight against Algona.